Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead inside the Business Radio X studios.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for listening in. This is the May edition of Kids Business Radio, and we have an awesome lineup here today. It's a lot of fun that we will have here today. We have great guests, and what I want to do is I want to start with a quick conversation with Rich here. Thank you, Rich, for giving us the opportunity again to be here at Buckhead Business Radio X.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's awesome. It's an awesome day looking out. We're right on the summer break, and I'm sure that everybody out there is getting ready to go to the pool and have a lot of time, but never forget that there's business opportunities out there for young entrepreneurs. And so we're very grateful that you give us the chance to be here on Business Radio X again this May.
Absolutely, yeah. With entrepreneurs, business clock, there's no off switch on the business clock, right?
Sure is not. And I still remember the February Kids Business Expo when you guys were out there and had awesome times. Now I understand that you're going actually to trade shows and have radios on there, right?
Yeah, we've announced a new feature for Business Radio X, and we're doing actually live correspondence at trade shows. Working the showroom floors. And so I know your expo is coming up again in February 2016.
We're working on it. Right now we have not finalized the dates exactly for February. We're working on that. But we are very, very eager to have another second edition of that event coming up.
And I don't want to give away the scoop until you, until we start the show, but you have another expo in your back pocket you're going to be announcing here as well. But Kids Business Radio is really kind of taken off. You had a lot of a conversation on online from social media platforms and the radio show, the podcast. It's just I remember you were first a guest. You were talking about the Kids Business Expo, and we said on the air, why not do a kids radio show? And we thought, great idea. Then we started figuring out, well, most of our shows are during the week. How could kids and parents come in on a Tuesday morning, right?
That's
so
right.
Saturday's perfect, yeah.
It is perfect. So what I want to do is I want to jump in and introduce our guests, if that's okay with you, Rich.
Absolutely. Let's just kind of say hi to each guest quickly, and then we'll start the interviews. So right straight across from you, have someone you recognize.
I know this young lady very well. Yes, Kaylin Ebener. She was and is the brain behind Kids Business Expo, and she is here tonight today again for doing all of our social media activities.
Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So what's the Twitter handles working on this morning?
We are working on, let me find it real quick.
Well, I know Kids Business Radio, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's at Kids Biz Radio.
Okay.
So we're working on that right now, and I'll just send out more from there.
All right. We'll stay tuned for that. And who's up next?
And next person in line is Remington Youngblood. Remington, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's a great honor. Always have a great time.
It's good to have you here. And then we have Leanne. Good morning, Leanne. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
And what would you, just to back it, let's maybe just ask each guest what they might be chatting about this morning. Remington, what would we be talking about?
I will be discussing my organization, Change for Georgia. We are a nonprofit that assists the military and veterans, and we have raised over $1 million in the past 3 years.
Wow.
That's very impressive.
Big time.
Specifically with the Memorial Weekend coming up.
Oh, yeah,
it's
nice.
Perfect.
Yes,
perfect
sir.
Perfect guest here for us today.
And Liam, what will you be chatting about?
I will be talking about my project that I do for Change for Georgia.
Okay.
Perfect.
Stay tuned for that.
Exactly. And then Kim, go for it.
My name's Kim Young Kim. I am talking about my favorite subject, which is myself. I am a youth motivational speaker. I also do some entertainment. So both those things.
Excellent. And then last but not least, Dr. Patty Crawford. Welcome to the show.
Thank you much. Thank you very much for having me this morning.
It's very exciting to have you here because, and probably we should move in and jump in right into the conversation here while I have Patty on the microphone. Tell us about your business and what you do and how involved you are in so many different aspects in not only Metro Atlanta, but in many different capacities.
Well, I am the founder and director of Atlanta Child Therapy, which is based in Kennesaw, Georgia, and we treat children who have disabilities and childhood disorders, everything from autism, ADHD, learning and behavior problems, mental health issues, anxiety, depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, as well as Tourette syndrome and trichotillomania. And I'm thrilled to be here because Atlanta Child Therapy is endorsing the Georgia Disabilities Expo.
And that's a very, very important event coming up in October.
It is. It's very important.
And we first met a while ago, actually. You were at Kids Business Expo, and yes. We talked about it, and then we sort of decided that it would be a very good idea to have an event that is focusing on disabilities in the state of Georgia. So tell me about the challenges that are out there for parents who have children who have disabilities.
Many, many, many challenges, starting with the diagnosis and the emotional upheaval that creates. It's sometimes a lifelong disorder that they're facing. And so what we do is we try to help parents with support groups, informational sessions, and we offer multiple therapies under one roof, because in private practice, what I've heard for many years is that parents are taking their children to multiple therapies a week, having to travel to different therapists who aren't communicating, which can certainly hamper a child's progress. And so what we decided to do is offer multiple services that under one roof, including an educational program, speech therapy, occupational therapy, as well as mental health counseling.
So when we started talking and working together, what fascinated me about the opportunity here was that everything is focusing around kids. And Kids Business Expo, of course, is focusing on entrepreneurship. But there are a lot of opportunities out there. And what I learned while working with you and talking to you was that a lot of times the individuals are looking for outlets. They have talents. Yes. And they have a lot of things going on. So tell us about how the adjustment process goes for not only the parents, but mm-hmm. also for the kids.
It involves the parents, the kids, and their siblings. So the adjustment the process starts with the diagnosis. And then it leads into what I like to call the myth of the perfect child. Everyone, you know, gets pregnant, they dream of this perfect child, and that child is perfect, but then you get some news that your youngster has a lifelong disorder or disability, and the family has to learn things like new parenting skills. Traditional parenting skills don't always work with kids who have disabilities. They have to find information, which can be extremely challenging because they're sent in so many different directions and it's not consolidated. And so they're having to sit by the phone and make an extraordinarily large number of phone calls to find out what resources are available for their child.
And when we're focusing on children, that's because we are here today, because we're really focusing on children. What is advice that you can give parents when they find this challenge all of a sudden? What can they do to make sure that the entire family, all children in a family, are really involved in all of the things that are necessary all of a sudden from one minute to the other?
Involve the family in family group counseling. When we treat the child, we need to also treat the family, and that includes siblings. And so we have to do family therapy to help everyone adjust to a path that's wonderful, but it's not the path that may have been envisioned. And so we have to help kids reach a point of resilience and self-determination. We have to help the family reach a point of acceptance and self-determination and resilience. And so that means when you're seeking therapies, when you're seeking help for your child, find therapy that includes the family.
One of the things that has amazed me when I was at the ACT House in Kennesaw, which is a wonderful location. It's a beautiful building. You know, there's so much going on around there when I'm in the building, when I'm meeting with you. But one of the things that has always surprised me and impressed me is the adjustment that parents make because they feel it helps the child. And I remember that I was very impressed by one specific father who has really done a tremendous job in adjusting from his career into another career. And I feel that it would be great if you could share with us for a few minutes here how parents can use that and turn that into something very positive.
Well, this particular father, this family's phenomenal. They had a set of twins, the boy and the girl. The boy was diagnosed with autism. The girl also struggles with some issues of her own. He's on the more severe end of autism. So the father decided to quit his lucrative job and become a full-time dad to his three children now and stay home, make sure that they got all the therapies that they needed, and two of the three now have needed therapies throughout the years. And he does everything he can to make sure that his children reach a point of becoming productive citizens. And so I'm in awe of this family.
What really impresses me is that when you have families that make these and have to make these adjustments, what happens is that entrepreneurship all of a sudden can become a very, very interesting aspect for them, because I'm sure they have a lot of knowledge, like he has, a ton of knowledge from his experience in the corporate mm-hmm. world. So what could be a step for a parent that is all of a sudden in a home stay-at-home dad or mom situation? What could they do to turn their knowledge into an entrepreneurship situation?
Well, for this particular father, what he does now has become a career. So he spends so much time talking to people on the internet, making phone calls. He's so knowledgeable about what it takes to create a situation where the family is flowing, it's running on its own speed. And so he's just a great example of doing what it takes to get these kids where they need to be.
And I believe that he is going to be one of the promotional individuals out there for Kids Business and for the Georgia Disabilities Expo, right?
Yes, he is. He will be at the Georgia Disabilities Expo on a panel of parents, providing information and support to other parents coming to the Georgia Disabilities Expo looking for information and resources to help them understand how to take that family through the process and get to the next step, so that you reach a point where you're in acceptance and you've got a smoothly run situation.
Tell us about the expo real quick. Tell me, what's the day for this? What is the calendar date someone needs to put aside for that specific very, very important event that is happening here in Metro Atlanta and in Georgia?
The Georgia Disabilities Expo will be held at the Cobb Galleria Center on October 24th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, and it's at the Galleria.
Yes,
and one of the advantages at the Galleria is, of course, that you have easy in and easy out because of the
Very
access
easy.
to 285 and 275. So recently when you and I had a conversation, one of the things that you told me which was very exciting was our keynote speaker, right?
Our keynote speaker, phenomenal. We invited Emily Ruben from the Marcus Center to be our keynote speaker. She's internationally known, and she agreed to be our keynote speaker, and I think that she's going to not only provide a wealth of information but really inspire a lot of families.
One of the things that I believe is very important is that that the event can include companies that have a vested interest in the families that really want to make a difference. So I believe there's opportunities for companies to exhibit. Is that correct?
There are. There are opportunities for companies to have booths at the expo to present their particular company's involvement in children with disabilities. And there are also opportunities for sponsorships to organizations that want to support our cause at the Georgia Disabilities Expo.
What are the age groups that we're looking for when we have, what's covered at the Georgia Disability Expo?
Well, the ages are for children from ages birth to 21. And that the expo is unique in that rather than focusing on a singular disability, we've broadened the scope, because what I've learned in my years in the field is that no disability exists in isolation. And so while most expos are rightly focused on a singular disability like autism or ADHD, we're going to broaden the scope and provide information for families from multiple fields, from the medical to the school system to mental health. Everything. will be there and represented, and parents will be able to come and get information on different areas of disability at one time.
How can someone who is listening right now who says, you know, this is really where I need to go because this is a powerful source, a platform where I can learn about for myself or my own family or for friends and family members that are facing something similar to this, where they can they go to register?
They can go to www.georgiadisabilitiesexpo.com and register on our website.
And there's a easy link on, and then we have a Twitter. There's a Twitter handle as well, which is
GDE2015.
Perfect. So, in summary, what we want to encourage everybody out there who is listening right now is to contact yourself. So, how would they be able to reach you for your business for Atlanta Child Therapy and, of course, the Georgia Disabilities Expo?
Well, for Atlanta Child Therapy, they can reach myself at act@atlantachildtherapy.org, or they can call our office at 678-903-5506. For the Georgia Disabilities Expo, if you'd like information, you can email us at info@georgiadisabilitiesexpo.com.
Perfect. Very good. Well, thank you again for being here.
Thank
I
you
know
for the
this is very, very important, and I'm certain that we'll bring you back on right before the expo again to make sure that this event gets all the recognition and the positioning in Georgia and in Metro Atlanta that it deserves. So thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Well, our next guest is Kim Yong Kim. Who I met not too long ago at a networking event, and we had a very brief conversation, but it was very interesting, and so I thought it would be interesting to have him here. So welcome to the show, first of all. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, tell the listener about yourself, about your background, what you do, and what your business is all about and how your involvement is with kids and entrepreneurship.
Sure, absolutely. So what do I get about the rest of the hour to do this?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, cool.
Well, you have
awesome.
About 15,
okay.
Not hours.
All right, I'll give you the condensed version.
Please do.
Okay, so for me, basically, I don't remember everything you asked me, but basically what I do is I'm a youth motivational speaker. So I go to schools, I go to conferences, I talk to kids. Main message that I have is making a difference. You know, mm-hmm. when everybody makes a difference in each other's lives, everybody wins. So that's what it's all about. So there's that part of me, and also there's another part of me that is pure entertainment. I like to think I'm all pure entertainment. Whatever. Anyways, I also do entertainment. I do some clean comedy and some other little pony tricks, as I like to call them. To entertain at, you know, company events, conferences, anywhere that just needs a little pep of energy. So
tell us about your background. Where are you from, and what brought you into all of the entertainment and motivational side for kids? What's that all about?
Okay, well, let's see. I grew up actually here in Atlanta by way of Korea. So North Korea, South Korea, I can't remember which one. But anyways, grew up here. As far as why I do youth motivational speaking, I just, you know, when I was growing up, I always, you know, we all learn everything the hard way. And I always thought to myself, well, what if someone could go and tell these kids about all the things that I learned the hard way and then just show them an easier way so they don't have to learn by their mistakes, but they can just learn through a sage of, you know, knowledge and wisdom, which is myself. So there it is.
So when you go to those schools, what are the topics that you're talking about? I mean, you're in front of an audience, several hundred kids often, you know, I mean, it's hard to get their attention, pull them in. I'm sure you have a little trick to the trade here that you do to really get their attention and look at you and say, you know what, this guy really has a message.
Sure. Sometimes it's several hundred. Sometimes it's like five because I do homeschools too. So I just roll up to the house and I'm just, you know, telling my jokes and my stories and stuff. So, you know, I've always learned that whether it's teaching, speaking, anything that you do, as long as you can keep people laughing, you can keep them listening. So just always mixing enough entertainment into the message so that they continue to listen. And that's what it's all about. And just the main message, I mean, there's a lot of messages within the message, but the main message is just to help each other and do good by your fellow brothers and sisters. So
let me ask you this. One of the you have been in front of a lot of people. Tell me one of the funniest stories where you had to really fight to get the attention of somebody in. And what did you have to do to sort of get them involved and pull the audience into your presentation?
Well, the way I started motivational speaking, I didn't start in front of hundreds of people or thousands of people. I started actually in shopping malls all across Atlanta. I would go to kids in Hot Topic and I'd be like, "Hey, guy, you're wearing too much black. What's going on in your life?" And so that's how I started. So it's hard because there's a lot of distractions in Hot Topic. I'm totally kidding right now. Anyways, but, you know, I learned I have pony tricks and I have a lot of humor. But what I've learned is you can't just be funny in the beginning, or you can't just be entertaining in the beginning and then not continue to be so. So I've learned that. I was at a high school. I was like, I'm just going to be awesome in the beginning and then they're going to love me. And then I'll just talk about what I'm going to talk about. And that just didn't work. So I just realized, you know, I just have to keep it throughout the whole the message.
So the students, when they get into entrepreneurship, I mean, they look at the individual who stands in front of them. They want to be pulled in. They want to be drawn in. What is your advice to somebody who has, you know, this talent of being funny, who has a talent of an art or something? How can they turn this into a business? What's your advice on that? If you have like two or three things that you can tell somebody, you know what, if you want to be a comedian, if you want to do this, or if you want to be a motivational speaker, mm-hmm. how do I get into this?
The first thing I would tell kids is anything you want to be successful in is a lot of hard work. So you just have to be willing to do the work. In the beginning, you're not going to be funny. In the beginning, you're not going to be, or you're not going to be as funny as you could possibly be. So it's a lot of failure and a lot of learning through failure, learning through people who know a lot more, so mentorship. I would strongly recommend them finding a mentor who does the things that they do or that they want to do. As far as a couple things, I would say definitely utilize social media, Twitter, Instagram, wherever your fans will be, that's where you go and you post frequently and they'll just find you. You put the right hashtags in there, they'll find you. And so.
Well, that's mentorship is something that I have, you know, that I firmly believe in. Mentorship is huge. And the business is, from my point of view, we as business leaders and the community, we really need to reach out to our students and our youngsters out there and tell them, you know, this is what you can do in order to become successful. How does someone find that mentor that is a good mentor? That is not just say, yeah, you know what, let's do a shadow program for a day or for 2 hours. How does someone find a mentor?
You know, I would say that someone who's willing to mentor a teenager is, that's not every adult. Not every adult is willing to be a mentor to a teenager. Not every adult is going to be a good mentor. So I would say that when you look for a mentor, you look for where, you know, good altruistic people hang out. So good altruistic people hang out at places volunteering. That's mm-hmm. what they do with their free time. And so I would strongly recommend that if you're looking for a mentor, go somewhere and volunteer, and you'll find, you know, people who are always good for giving back. And so that's a good place to look. And even if they're not the right fit for you, they might know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about networking. It's all about going to the places where they reside, you know, not necessarily their residence, but, you know, where they hang out and go there and find them.
One of the things that I have seen and I believe is critical is that when you are with a mentor, the mentor needs to spend some time with you. Do you feel that it's important for the mentor to be available, you know, on a frequent basis? Is it a once a week? Is it once a month? What do you think is a good, if you could give mentor advice, what do you think is a good time per month or per week, whatever?
I think a face-to-face at least once a month is good. Being available by phone is also very important. But, you know, one thing that kids need to understand is that mentors have, they're adults, they have responsibilities, they have things that they need to do. So they don't have all the free time in the world. So the one thing I would tell, you know, teenagers who are looking for mentors is go find, I guess, give them time to get back to you, and also just be willing to work with their busy schedule. And besides that, I would definitely recommend that they, not only that they receive, but they also give back to that mentor. Because, you know, any relationship in life that's going to thrive is going to be a two-way street. Mm-hmm. You're not going to just continue to take, because eventually that person is going to, you know, end up feeling like they're being used. And so we need to make sure that not only that our mentors are improving our lives, but we're also improving their lives.
Now, I know for a fact, because we talked about it before, that you are also part of an organization that is helping to form and to guide speakers, right? Isn't there an organization that you're involved in?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, national, well, a couple of organizations that I'm in. Toastmasters is one of the organizations. It's an organization that, you know, you just get a bunch of people who want to become better speakers. And you get them in a room, and everybody gives a speech, and we're all here to help each other. And so to improve each other's ability to speak is definitely a very a good thing for all of us to get together and do. Another organization is National Speakers Association. So that's more of the business side of speaking, but it's also a really great organization for anyone who wants to be involved in speaking.
When someone wants to reach out to you and says, you know, I really think that you should come to me, how would they reach out to you? How would they contact you?
How would they contact me?
Yes, please.
Well, a couple of different ways. I have some websites, so there's Kim Young Kim Live. That is my entertainment website. So Kim Young Kim Live, and all my social media is at Kim Young Kim Live for that. I have multiple voices in my head, so they come out in reality. And so that's the entertainment part of me. And then also there's KimYoungKim.com. You can find all my social media, my Facebook and Twitter and all that on that website. And that's my youth motivational speaking site. So.
And so when somebody wants to have you as a youth, you know, because you mentioned homeschooling there for a second, tell me about how someone who wants to, who is homeschooling, can reach you and go ahead of that.
I prefer they not. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, absolutely. That same thing. Just reach out to me on my website.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Right. Well, thank you so much for spending some time here and sharing your wisdom about, you know, the opportunities of that are out there for people with mentorship and so forth. So
absolutely.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We probably will talk again over our panel here. We have that. And then now the next person in line is Remington Youngblood. Welcome to the radio show again. It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be back, Mr. Ebener.
And it's great to see that you continue to make a difference out there for people. So tell us about what you do, what Change for Georgia is all about. Remind and refresh people's memory on that.
Well, Change for Georgia is a nonprofit organization that I started when I was 10 years old because I was looking for volunteer opportunities to help out in the community. And places I called said I was too young, I'd be a liability, or soup cans might fall on my head. That I understood. Okay. So I was just a little 10-year-old. I didn't want to give up. So I went and talked to my mom, and she said, Rem, you can start your own program, but if you do, it will be a lot of hard work. But if you're willing to put in the time and effort, I will help you out. So I just also want to give a shout-out to my mom. She's been a huge help in Change for Georgia and a huge part of my life. But what Change for Georgia does is that we're a 501c3 organization that assists the military by providing with comfort items that fit in their backpacks and things they want that aren't readily available. And we also provide the veterans and their families here at home with clothing, school supplies, backpacks, and toys during the holiday season.
Go ahead.
And we've also raised over $1 million in cash and in-kind donations throughout the past 3 years.
This is a very special weekend, so I'm very, very happy that you're here, because it's a weekend that, you know, we should think about the military and the veterans.
Yes, sir.
And you started this because you felt there is a passion or calling in it. What is your advice over the summer? Because a lot of kids are sitting at home saying, you know what, I don't really want to be on my cell phone or watch TV. I want to do something else. I walked the subdivision the other day, and there were two young kids cutting the grass. So that's a great way of getting involved.
Yes, sir.
From a business perspective, but not everybody is business. You know, there's a lot of social entrepreneurship ideas out there. Share your wisdom and share your thoughts about what really drives you on a daily basis and what type of difference you want to make out there.
Well, in my opinion, I think that our troops and veterans deserve our thoughts, prayers, and support. And every day, I'm just here to give them all three. And I just want to help really anyone that I can. And giving is a huge part of my life. And also advice I would give to kids on helping out, even if you don't want to get out and do something, write a card to a military person or bake cookies for your local fire station or police office and just thank them for what they've done if you don't want to do something huge. Or you can just go out to your local senior living home and read to the seniors or play bingo with them or throw ball.
Mm-hmm. What one of the things that impressed me was when you were at Kids Business Expo, you were up there at the panel and you were talking about what you were doing, and you have been here on the radio show a few times. What I have seen is that there is a lot of opportunity through your example where you go out there and tell kids about it. Tell us about the impression and what you see when you're out there, what kids really need as a tool in order to get into what you're doing.
Like, do you mean what advice I would give
yes,
to kids?
Yes, exactly, correct.
Well, I've spoken to several elementary schools and schools. I've spoken at over 100 venues, and some of them being schools, and the kids ask me, well, I want to do something. What should I do? And I say, well, it could just be something simple that you can do in your community, like I said. Just do something for your local fire station, write a card, go to a senior living home, or Google ideas of ways to help out. And I also give my social media to them so they can get in contact with me if they want to email me or shoot me a text on saying, hey, Remington, I want to help out. What should I do?
Well, one of the things that I participated in, or Kids Business Expo participated in, was the Food for Troops, where we had the oatmeal packages, these little oatmeal packages. Tell us about how that worked and how that started.
Yes, sir. Operation Oatmeal.
That's what it is.
I was
I knew something was with oatmeal.
Well, I was looking on my Facebook one day, and I received a message from a woman, and she said, hey, Remington, my son is over in Afghanistan, and he and his buddies are in big need of oatmeal. And and he and his buddies are in big need of oatmeal, so I said, well, the troops want oatmeal. Let's give them oatmeal. So I started Operation Oatmeal, and we've collected over 3,200 boxes of oatmeal for the troops and veterans. And considering about 10 packets come in each, that's 32,000. 32,000, I think.
That's okay. We go on with math. It's okay. Fine. Don't worry about it. It's plenty of oatmeal to plenty of troops and makes
yes,
a difference
sir.
To everybody out there, because I remember that I have been involved with the military quite a bit. And, you know, every little piece of thing coming from home makes a big difference in the life of these soldiers, these women, men and women out there. So what's the feedback that you get from the troops when they're in touch with you?
I have received messages back from them, and even the cards and letters saying, thank you so much. This means a lot to us. We really appreciate it. And I was talking to a veteran one time in Home Depot. He works there. And he said that they would rather have cards from people saying, thank you for what you've done. It really means a lot, than getting extra food, because it means so much to know that people actually care about what they're doing. And they go through so much, and they really deserve our support. And whatever we can do to help them, we will definitely do.
Let's talk about the, you know, you're a very you're a young gentleman. You're going out there in front of veterans. How do you approach them? I mean, you know, there's an older gentleman who has done a lot of things, has seen a lot of things, and here comes Remington, and Remington gets in touch with them. I mean, that's a big step. That's a big
yes,
reach to him. How did you do that?
Well, whenever I go to places where I'm speaking, there's usually a veteran there, and I'll go up and speak to them, tell them what I'm doing, thank them for their service. And even in public, like the other day, I was in Publix, and I saw a man with a Vietnam hat on. So I went up and shook his hand and thanked him for his service. And he said, oh, you're a nice young man. That really means a lot. And that made me feel good, because I think that I made his day by thanking him. And every single time I see a veteran, I go up and thank them for their service, because what they've done, they really deserve it.
And we should do that not, you know, only within the military, but also firefighters, police officers.
Exactly.
Everybody who is in uniform really is out there helping us.
Yes, sir.
Should really be on that list of thanks to them. Now, tell us about you. I remember there was a book project that you had. Tell me about that, because that's another, like, I'm just sort of wondering and picturing how that went.
Well, Read Across Forsyth, I was inspired to do this by Georgia First Lady Sandra Deal's initiative, Read Across Georgia. What we do is we read to preschoolers during summer months, and we help them make cards and crafts to send to the troops overseas. And it's funny the feedback I get from the kids, because they're 4, 5, 6 years old. And after I finish reading a book or one of the Change for Georgia members, I say, oh, do you have any questions about the book? And sometimes the kids ask a question, or they just say random facts. Like this one little girl said, oh, I can hold my breath underwater for 5 minutes. I was like, oh, okay. So it's always funny the feedback I get from the kids, and it's always a blast. It's one of the favorite projects.
One of the things that when you got on the air, you mentioned one of the very first things was your mother. And you did a shout out to her, because I know that parents are very, very important in so many different ways.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel that you were able to benefit from her involvement in this?
Well, I kind of like to think of her as my secretary, chauffeur, number one fan.
There's a look.
And she's just been a huge help. Like, while I'm at school, she'll send an email to someone if I can't or if I'm loaded with homework. She's just always there for me. She's an amazing mom, and I wouldn't have been able to do any of this without her. And I just thank her every single day for what she's done. And she's just a huge help. And I just want to say to everyone, thank your parents.
There you go.
They are awesome.
That's the line. That's what I wanted to hear, because I feel that we need to make a shout out not only to parents but to family members in general. And now that the summer is here, you know, a lot of people will have to twist and switch a little bit their daily routine. So it becomes even more important that you say thank you, that we all say thank you. And it's not age, you know, it's not only you. I, as a grown adult, need to say thank you to my parents on a daily basis as much as we can. Now, we have an additional guest with you who is very involved with Change for Georgia as well, and that's Leanne here with us today. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You and Remington are working together on Change for Georgia. So tell us about how you're involved in this project and what your participation is and how you are helping others.
Well, I joined Change for Georgia about a year ago, and I really wanted to join because I thought it would be interesting, it would be fun, and to give back to your community. But then a few months later, it just kind of grew, and I really started appreciating it, and I really wanted to get even more involved. I started one of my projects is Sunshine for Seniors.
Okay.
We go to the Villas of Canterfield monthly, and we do crafts, we bake, we just enjoy spending time with the seniors there.
So we're talking about all sorts of age groups here. Remington starts reading to the young kids.
Yes, sir.
Goes all the way through the adults, the veterans, and then we go to the senior side. So I mean this is an awesome project, really involving a lot of different things. What drives you on a daily basis to get involved and help the seniors?
What really drives me is because I had been going to senior homes since I was little. My grandma was in one since I can remember. And just going there, seeing all the seniors, seeing them smile, seeing them enjoy company, it really drove me with this project, because I could easily relate to it from earlier times in my life.
Is that one thing that Remington, you and Remington are thinking, you know, how can we make a difference in the community? I mean, it appears to me that this is that drives both of you so much. And when I'm thinking about my grandmother, who no longer is with us, but who was very important in my life, and my grandfather, I feel that it's great that you reach out to these seniors. So what is one of the things? Tell us a funny story about one of the seniors. What was happening out there?
One of the seniors one time was telling us a bunch of stories about his life, his crazy adventures, and it was really interesting. And there's a certain senior there named Mr. Russ, and he was a veteran, and he is an incredible painter. He does classes there every Thursday.
Wow.
And it was really interesting and he just has a lot of cool stories to share, and his life was extremely interesting.
Is it that you feel that when you walk in there that, you know, they are really looking for that attention, that they really want younger adults and youth to come in and help? Because when you are there, you know, how do you motivate others to do the same?
I always try to think of a innovative craft or a fun baking item that we could share with them. And it really helps get people in, see the adults, and to make them smile. And I really like to see them have a little bit of fun and enjoy
what's
a few hours.
What's their favorite cookie?
They like the packaged cookies with the chocolate chip, like the chocolate chip.
Cool.
Probably.
So if I am a young, you know, entrepreneur, or I am someone who has nothing to do this week, how can they get into it? Go get cookies, go to a senior home and just drop them off, or how does that work?
We go in, I email the director there, the entertainment director, mm-hmm. and we set up a date to go in, and we have a time slot, I guess. And we just go in and we start baking, we start making a craft. And during the warmer months, we get to go outside sometimes so we can throw a ball around and enjoy some fresh air.
So there's another opportunity for people and to get involved. So you and Remington together, when you are doing these type of projects, what drives you, Remington, to come up with a new idea? I mean, you're out there, you know, we've in the last 15 minutes talked about four different projects.
Well, I'm always thinking of new things to do, and I actually did think of a new one the other day. And we went to a concert before called Home by Dark. It's amazing. And the manager at Fresh Market told us about it. So we thought, well, why not contact the person who runs Home by Dark and say, hey, can we have a veteran date night? We haven't come up for it yet. Or veteran or troop date night. And we can have a troop or veteran and his or her spouse, go out. And Fresh Market will provide a picnic for them because there's tables. Whoa. And Fresh Market will provide food. And Home by Dark will provide two seats for them. And it's live music. It's amazing. It's a lot of fun. So I'm really excited about that, and keep it going.
Well, let's do some shout outs here before we finish up, all right?
Okay, and can I say one more thing
about
that?
Sure, please.
We sent a veteran and his wife out to Home by Dark, and about a week later, that one veteran was shipped out to Qatar for 10 months.
No.
So we're glad they could have that nice time before they left.
It appears to me that everybody here today in the studio is participating and making a difference.
Yes, sir.
And that seems to be, you know, one of the things that we, from a radio show perspective, really want to do. We really want to reach out and make a difference in everybody's life. So how can someone who wants to get involved in all these different programs with you and Leanne, how can they reach out to you guys?
You can contact us at our email, change4georgia, the number 4, at gmail.com. Or our Facebook and Twitter are Change4Georgia, again, the number 4.
One of the things that I wanted to open it up now a little bit, now that we have a few minutes left in the radio show, I wanted to open it up for a little bit of a different level, because I saw that everybody was making lots of notes here while we were sitting here. So if I'm looking at the program that Remington does, Dr. Crawford, how does someone, you know, what type of programs or projects are out there that you could come, you would say, you know, let's involve people in what you do?
I think there are a lot of opportunities, and I'm really humbled being here with these young people today who are, they're inspiring, really. There's so much that's been done. And I think in the area of disabilities, kids can seek out volunteer opportunities with our organization or any other organization to spend some time with children who are not in the mainstream of life, who are unique but just as charming and just as funny. And I would love to be involved with an organization that I could give back to in terms of providing some kids with disabilities opportunities to get involved with your type of organizations as well.
Well, this is what I love about this radio show, is that we bring people together and we all come in with our individual stories, and all of a sudden this turns into, you know, a networking platform, which is a lot of fun, which brings me to the point that we always, from Kids Business Radio as well as Kids Business Expo, we're always putting tweets out there and we ask people to become involved and send us some questions. So the question I wanted to ask Remington here was, it came from Melissa here in Atlanta, and she tweeted me to ask you a question saying, why did you become an entrepreneur? What drove you to become and to do what you do today?
Well, I've been helping out in my community since the third grade. It's actually kind of a funny story. One day I found out our school's having a coat drive. So when I got home, I told my mom, we went to Gap, and the next morning she drove me to school. And at the time we lived in Chicago, Illinois, and this was during the winter.
Ooh.
So we had 30 bags, I mean 15 bags and 30 total coats of huge, warm, fluffy winter coats.
Right.
And I grabbed my two bags, one in each hand, just a little third grader, looked at my mom, and I knew I'd be the one carrying all those bags in and out of the school. So here I go, 7 or 8 trips up the school, into the school, out of the school, back down the stairs. And even though it was probably 10 degrees outside, I really felt warm on the inside because I knew that 30 children would be warmer that winter season because of those coats.
Well, when I'm thinking about entrepreneurship, and I think that that's important for everybody out there to know, is that there are a lot of opportunities. You can do your cookie sale and open up a table along the roadside, and so hopefully you have somebody to stop by. Kaylin did that one time, and the people actually turned around and came back. Isn't that right, Kaylin?
Yep.
So what happened there was that Kaylin had this motivation. We were doing a yard sale, and all of a sudden Kaylin started that, and, you know, Kaylin has... Oh, by the way, Kaylin, tell us about Kaylin's Crafts real quick.
Okay, so Kaylin's Crafts is a business that makes handmade cards, and we personalize them. We also make personalized coasters for decoration on your living room or maybe a gift to someone. I think Father's Day is coming up.
Correct.
And
nice sales pitch. I love it.
So we can personalize them. Just order at kaylinscrafts.com. So I hope to get older from you sometime.
But there was a young entrepreneur in the studio who got involved with something over there. So Remington, why don't you jump in here real quick?
And yes, I was about to say that Kaylin's Crafts is awesome. We've ordered cards from her before, and they are amazing. So if you need cards for someone or for an event, I highly recommend you order from her. And she does a great job with them, and they're really, really cool.
Thank you.
So... we have entrepreneurs here, but, you know, what always comes up, and Michelle from Kennesaw asked that, and we have entrepreneurs at the table, so I'm encouraging everybody to get into this answer. How much money do you have to invest? Because if you're an entrepreneur, we're all struggling for financial situations. So how much money do you have to invest in order to do what you do? Kim, why don't we start with you?
Oh, well, with my business is a little different from... their business. It's not like a full on, I got to rent a store and do all those things that a lot of businesses have to do. But, you know, there is overhead. There's video that needs to be shot. There's website that needs to be made. But at the same time, if you're a young entrepreneur, you can do all of these things relatively cheaply. You just have to be willing to do more work. It's either, you know, you have to pay in one way or another. And if you don't pay with money, you pay with time and effort. So
I think that's a really good quote. I think we need to really put out there is the fact that, you know, that there is a lot of opportunity out there. So Remington, what about you? What do you think?
Well, we don't typically spend much on Change for Georgia because we get most of our things donated. Of course, we still have to spend gas money. That's not donated. But a lot of businesses, they are more impressed with younger children because they're saying, oh, what? Look at this kid. He's so young. Of course, I'll donate. We got our website donated by OneSpring, which is here in Atlanta. We got a storage facility donated, all kinds of things donated, which is amazing just knowing that our community is so supportive. And we solicited over 100 businesses, and all but one donated.
Wow. So when you go out there, you have to have what I call the pitch.
Yes, sir.
How did you get your pitch together? Well, how did you do that?
Well, I just kind of came up with, okay, my organization's Change for Georgia. We assist the military and veterans. So I'll just say, hey, I'm Remington Youngblood. I'm with Change for Georgia. We do this and this. We've raised this, and we're looking for this.
Okay. So what you have done is you have really put a perfect pitch out there.
Yes, sir.
when a child or a young entrepreneur wants to get involved in this, how do they find the right time for that? How long does a sales pitch like this last? 15, 20, 60, 100 seconds?
Usually lasts 20 to 40 seconds.
Okay. Wasn't that one of the things which amazed me when we had Marcus Lemonis at Kids Business Expo? I remember that very well, that he was there and he motivated kids to come out of the audience, young entrepreneurs, and really get in front of him and give him a sales pitch. And knowing that Marcus Lemonis right now is on Tuesday nights on the CNBC with his TV show called The Profit,
yes, sir.
He, I believe, left a lot of memorable moments for people there, including yourself, right?
Yes, sir. His advice to me was, don't go so fast, which is what my mom tells me all the time.
So again, we need the feedback. We get the feedback from our community, from our leadership. Another thing that I believe is very important is that when you are out there, you need to participate in events. How do you find the right events for you to say, you know, here's a veteran event, I'm going there. Here's another event that I'm interested in.
Well, what I do is I either Google places, research, or we have people on our board like Paul Romanek. I know you know him.
Yes.
And he's introduced us to so many people and opened so many doors for us. And if it weren't for him, we wouldn't have known about Kids Business Expo, which is awesome. And I'm glad I got to go to that. It was a great opportunity and just all kinds of other things. So if you know someone who knows a lot of people, or if you can just Google it, research it, but somewhere or someone has to know something for you to do.
We talked about donations and how people can become involved. Patty, could you just refresh our memory about what people can do about becoming involved with you and what they can donate?
Well, Atlanta Child Therapy is a 501c3 organization as well. So we would welcome in-kind donations, monetary donations, of any kind, really, to support our organization, because we do have a lot of overhead. We're in a historic home in Kennesaw, and so we have to pay for and rent a large home to accommodate everything that we do. So as far as Georgia Disabilities Expo goes, we are always looking for sponsors who are committed to giving back to their community. And if I could say one small thing.
Please do. Absolutely.
I think it's something Kim said that kind of, you know, touched me was, and what I was getting from him is this topic of resilience and overcoming obstacles. And it kind of sounds like you speak a lot about that. And that's something I speak about as well. And one thing that I find, and I agree with you on, is that humor gets you a long way in life. And the best example I can think of is my career started as a nanny for a two-year-old who had autism. And he was having these huge, extraordinary meltdowns in public all the time. So I accompanied the mother to McDonald's one day, and he kind of launched into one of his very large meltdowns, throwing himself on the floor, kicking, screaming. And I think she reached a point where she had enough. And so she stood up and started running around McDonald's behind him with her hands wailing, screaming at the top of her lungs. And of course, it was her way of saying, you could stare at us if you want to, but this is my child. So it was really a memorable moment, and I think any time that you're approaching something large in life, you need to be able to find the humor in it.
Leanne, before we close, I wanted you to put a quote out there so that people really understand, you know, what drives you. What can we say that is a driving factor for you on a daily basis?
Just waking up and thinking that I can be a better person today. I can work harder today, I can do more today than I did yesterday, and just think that every day, and it really has helped and has made me a better person since then.
Perfect. I mean, how much of a better closing can we have for this radio show than exactly that? So what I want to do is I want to go one more round around the table, and everybody give us your phone number, your contact info, give us the company name so that people can really reach out to you guys. Why don't we start with Dr. Patty Crawford?
Well, the Georgia Disabilities Expo email is info@GeorgiaDisabilitiesExpo.com, and it's GA, not Georgia spelled out. And for Atlanta Child Therapy, Our email is act@atlantachildtherapy.org, and our phone number is 678-903-5506, and I hope to hear from you.
Perfect. Let's go on to our next guest in line.
Kim Young Kim at Kim Young Kim, that's K-I-M-Y-U-N-G, live, that's my Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and also my website. And also you can find me at kimyoungkim.com, and you'll find all my social media and all that good stuff. And sometimes I'm on the corner of Piedmont and Lenox. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Don't look for me there. I probably will not be there.
Leanne, go ahead.
Okay, my email is lml609@verizon.net.
Perfect. And with your involvement with Remington and Change for Georgia, I'm sure that they can reach out to you through that as well, correct? Yes. Perfect. And Remington, please go ahead.
Change for Georgia's email is change4georgia@gmail.com. That's the number 4. And our Twitter and Facebook is change4georgia with, again, the number 4.
Perfect. Well, before we close, there's one more thing that we wanted to give our listeners. Sort of like the here is the ready for the summer start. So go for it.
Ready for the summer. Oh, by the way, ready for the summer. This is Kim Young. But I've decided to change my name from Kim Young Kim to Kim Young Blood Kim. Because I think that just sounds cooler, man. So I'm stealing some of your swag. All man. Right. I'm sorry. I'm inspired. So I do this thing called freestyle rapping. Kids like it. I like it. So it's pretty fun. This is what I need from you guys. We're just going to rock a cappella. I'm just going to get started. But what you are going to do, my fellow host and guests, is you're just going to throw random words at me. And with the random words, we're just going to rock out with whatever you guys give me.
Okay, well, we have two minutes?
We have a couple minutes left. Yeah, sure.
All right, go for it.
So, Rich, why don't you start us off? Give me a word, and then I'm going to just go for it.
Well, I'd probably go with Radio X. I don't know.
There you go. Good one.
Yo, I'll tell you what's next. Radio X, that's where I flex. I'm sitting in the studio. It's really quite beautiful chilling summer. Here in Buckhead. And you don't understand, I love it because I'm not dumber. I go in the summer and I do a whole lot of things volunteering
family.
And hearing. You don't understand. Yo, I'm the man to be in a family one day. And that's what I do. I see the sun rays
success.
And the picnics. And you don't understand, I kick it and I flip it. And yo, I'm blessed with success every single time I rest on the microphone and breathe. And that's how I see MCs. I'm on the microphone. You could just
park.
See how I'm not dark in the park. But I
change
think we had
Georgia.
A thing in the thing with park. I spit freestyles and yo, I do it for you. Change for Georgia, and that's what I do. I call up my lawyers, ALE. That's the other radio show. I spit freestyles and yo, I'm a pro. Spit it off the top and I'm on air. And yo, I just swear that I'm dope off the top.
Military.
I'm talking, yo,
the
it's
U.S. military.
Scary. In the U.S. military, we got to salute the troops because they're coming through Memorial Day. And yo, I play, but we did some really good things back in the day, and that's why we salute
so
them.
Inspire.
Yo, and that's what I'm doing. Yo, I spit that fire and I inspire the people, the children, all the people all the time. And yo, I come through with a rhyme and I spit freestyles, and yo, I'm not the last, but I spit freestyles, and I'll come up with a craft from Kaylin. Yo, I'm not failing, spitting freestyles, and I feel it like Braille when I'm spitting off the top, and yo, it's off the chain when I'm coming with change like Obama in 08.
Sprung.
I flow great, and you don't understand. Yo, I think he said sprung or sprung. I'm spitting freestyles, and I'm kind of strong, spit it off the top, and that's how I go.
Seniors.
And that's what I say. You don't understand. I play with seniors all the time, like this one girl right next to me. No, she's not He-Man, but I believe her name is Leanne. I spit freestyles, and I'm up on C-SPAN, spit it off the top, and you can see how I do it. And yo, I don't understand.
Kids Business Radio.
Yo, Kids Business Radio. I take a flow and spit it off the top, and I'm making those dope rhymes like Caleb makes crass. I said it again. I come through on the microphone with a freaking pen, spit it off the top, and that's how I go, and that's what I say with a freestyle flow. Done.
Thank you very much.
All right. Wow.
That was it. That was great.
I think most people were just like stunned. Like,
yeah,
what am I supposed to do?
There.
They didn't know they were throwing a word there. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wow. No, I covered everything. Wow.
That's right. Well, let's again say thank you to everyone out there. Shout out to the troops, to our veterans, to everybody who is making sure that we are all safe. Thank you very much for being here today. And we are ready for the next show to come soon.
And if you want a copy of that song, go to kidsbusinessradio.com.
There we go.